This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The baseball offseason has all these little moments, these moments of benchmarks. But what's so tough about the MLB offseason is, unlike the other major sports, when the offseason starts in the NFL, like almost immediately Saquon Barkley signs and he's dead to us. Happens like right away.
Wasn't it like 4 o'clock?
Yeah.
4:03 or something like that?
That day!
It was immediate.
He's dead. He just died, like all of a sudden, to all of us in New York. In the NBA offseason, I'll never forget it, the day that Kevin Durant signed with the Nets, what a great moment. It literally came out before free agency started.
That's true.
Like, in baseball, everything is a drip, drip, drop. Everything's very, very slow.
Maddening.
It's maddening because you just want to know, especially the bigger names, especially guys like Juan Soto. Well, one thing that did happen today is 13 players are made the qualifying offer, which means they have a chance to just go back on a one-year, $21 million deal. If they turn it down, they're a free agent, and the team who made the qualifying offer can receive some draft compensation, which is nice. But if you sign one of these players that turned down the qualifying offer, you have to give up draft picks. So, for example, for all the Met fans out there that want Juan Soto, we all do, if the Mets sign Juan Soto, they've got to give up, I think it's a third-round pick and a seventh-round pick. Actually, it's a second-round pick and a fifth-round pick, plus $1 million in international bonus pool money. Mm. But you know what? When you get a player like Juan Soto,
who
gives a crap?
Who cares?
It doesn't matter. So on the Yankees side, the only one who they made the qualifying offer to is Juan Soto. He obviously declined it. The Mets made the qualifying offer to Pete Alonso. He has declined it. He is a free agent. Luis Severino, I thought maybe he'd accept it.
Mm-hmm.
1 year, $22 million.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to have a one-year prove-it deal again.
No, he wants a long-term deal. So he said no.
Hard to blame.
Same thing with Sean Manaea. So the good news for the Mets is that if they lose those guys, they'll at least get some compensation. The other good news is it maybe brings down the value of those guys in free agency. If you're signing Luis Severino,
right,
you may not want to give up the draft compensation like you would be willing to do with Juan Soto.
I don't know enough about the qualifying offer and its origin, but that seems unfair.
Well, that's what the players will tell you.
To the player. That's what I mean.
Oh, you come from that perspective.
From the player standpoint.
Yes, yes.
Where your market gets undercut simply because whoever signs you, if they do sign you, has to give something back.
Yeah,
to the team.
Now, it's minor. It used to be a lot worse back in a long time ago. This is even before I was watching baseball. There were baseball players, like professionals, you were going to have to give up. And that's, in fact, how the Mets lost Tom Seaver the second time. Mm. True story. They didn't protect him. So you had to protect a certain amount of players. They didn't protect Tom Seaver because, well, at the time, Frank Cashin made a faux pas, and he ended up getting picked up. So it's always been a part of MLB free agency. But when you're signing an electric player like Juan Soto, you don't give a rat's ass about what pick you're giving up. You're signing Corbin Burns, you don't care as much. When it's a lesser free agent, you care about it. Only one guy accepted the qualifying offer. It's a pitcher with the Reds named Nick Martinez. So the rest of those guys are now free agents. And hopefully this market will pick up once Juan Soto makes a decision. Now, the latest on Juan Soto is that he continues to meet with teams. He met with the Yankees yesterday. So the idea the Yankees were getting the last meeting, that's not true, because today he's meeting with the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Oh, there you go. You didn't want to believe it.
I still
don't. Don't want to listen to
it. I still don't.
Look, they have so much money to spend, especially because Shohei Ohtani's deal is so deferred.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd be shocked if they did it, but also not shocked.
Well, okay, so here's how I view the Dodgers. The Dodgers are meeting with Juan Soto, as they should. He's a great player. He's a free agent. Why not? I think their pitch is going to be, you want to win? Come here.
Right.
We're not going to match $700 million or whatever it gets to, but if you want to come here and play with Mookie and play with Freddie and play with Shohei and be on a team that is a virtual lock to make the playoffs every single year, then come here. But
the
I did
Yankees
not
are going to make the playoffs every year.
Well, they didn't 2 years ago.
Okay, that was one blip.
Okay, well, the Dodgers never missed the playoffs.
True.
I'm just telling you, they're selling
point. And they're spending money like they're drunken sailors.
But isn't that part of this, I think, with the Dodgers?
Excuse me?
What do you mean?
I think if the Dodgers dip their toe in the water, they're thinking, everybody knows we have funds. Everybody knows we have the financial muscle. Let's make these idiots have to up their bids with each other.
I think
because then that deflects future free agents. So, like, I'd rather drive everybody else's price up for Soto, let them pay.
I think that's a great point.
Not actually sign.
I think that's a big part of it, too. I think the Dodgers make the phone call and have the meeting as, A, maybe he'll take less and come here, and B, let's drive up the price. They will not be the highest bidder for Juan Soto. I guarantee it. I guarantee it.
Did you think they were giving Shohei Ohtani's $700 million? Whatever it was. What was his number?
It was $700 million.
$700 million.
Yeah. I did because I thought that to them, that was the apple of their eye. That's the guy they wanted. So I kind of like everyone else expected.
But it was unprecedented.
Yeah, but he's an unprecedented player.
Yeah.
And it was an unprecedented contract
coming
on a lot of levels.
Coming off Tommy John?
Yeah, because he can also hit. To answer your question, no, I wasn't surprised they went after him, but I'll tell you something else about the Dodgers. They lost Corey Seager in free agency.
Right, didn't care.
They got outbid for Max Scherzer when he came to the Mets. Like, the Dodgers draw lines in the sand. They're not, we're just going to spend on everybody.
Right, but it didn't matter. You know what I mean?
Well, in terms of that they're still successful?
Yes.
Yeah.
It didn't matter.
By the way, Teak, they're going to be successful this upcoming year anyway if they don't get Juan Soto. Like, they already have so many pitchers coming back from injury that they should be good. They're going to be fine.
True.
I'm just telling you, I don't fear them.
But it
as a target for Soto, that is. I fear them as a team. They're very good.
It was a struggle for them. They weren't guaranteed to go past San Diego.
No, never are. Even when they win 105 games, they ain't guaranteed to get out of that divisional round.
And then, you know, the postseason was what it was. But you just never know. So why not keep adding?
I'm just
if you want to truly be a dynasty,
yeah.
And I think that's the objective. Why not keep adding?
They're not going to sign Juan Soto. I am telling you right now, I'm gonna calm everybody down. Mm. They may have a meeting, as they should. They're not getting him. But I'm a fair guy, and I want to give everybody as much information as possible. So as much as I tell you they're not signing Juan Soto, we have audio of Juan Soto that I'd like to play for you. Juan Soto was asked a question, and you'll hear the question in this audio clip. It was a simple one. If there's any player in Major League Baseball that you could play with, that you could be a teammate of, who would it be? Ladies and gentlemen, Juan Soto.
Steph and LeBron finally get to play together. Who is one MLB player you'd love to play with that you haven't had the chance to on the same team?
Ohtani wouldn't be one of the best. Now he went to the NL, I went to the AL, so it's been a little tricky, but definitely Ohtani will be one of them.
Well, it ain't that tricky right now, Juan.
Not anymore.
You can simply go there.
You know what I just did? I just Googled Roki Sasaki. You know who came up?
Tiki Barber.
No.
Oh, who?
Juan Soto.
Really?
Yes.
Juan Soto is so taken over free agency that even when you Google Roki Sasaki,
yes.
Juan Soto pops up?
Yes. Yankees, Dodgers competing for Juan Soto and Roki Sasaki. That's what came up.
Well,
I mean,
it does feel like all of MLB free agency is hinging on this decision. It really does. Like we talk about Pete Alonso, Alex Bregman, all these other. It is all waiting to find out what Juan does because it greatly impacts the Yankees offseason. If the Yankees re-sign Juan Soto, I don't want to say they're done. They're not done, but they'll probably do a lot less when it comes to position players. But if they don't re-sign Juan Soto, they're going to be really aggressive.
I almost feel bad for all these other free agents.
Because they're afterthoughts.
Because you just got to wait.
Well, they got to wait.
You just got to sit and just be second fiddle.
They got to wait for the king.
No matter how great you are, you're second fiddle.
Yeah. The other team that I am afraid of. I am not afraid of the Dodgers. He is not signing with the LA Dodgers. You can save that tape. I am confident about that. But there is a team I'm afraid of. And according to John Heyman, they're getting a meeting this week. And that team is the Philadelphia Phillies. Mm. And that's scary.
You said that for a while.
I've said that for a while. I think the Nationals are a threat, too. Now, their name has not been mentioned yet. They very well could be a surprise team.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Because they're going to swoop in and they're going to make your conspiracy theory come true.
They could, and that would scare me.
Right.
So the Phillies are a threat because of the money that they have, the chance to, like, reform the Nationals in Philadelphia. Think about it. They have Bryce Harper and Trey Turner.
Right.
They're going to go get Bryce Harper and Juan Soto. And then they're going to sign Max Scherzer on a minor league deal. Bring him back.
Wait, was Harper there with Soto?
Yeah. Oh, no, not in 2019.
No, so he just left.
Yeah, I think they saw each other in spring training for about 35 seconds.
Right. That's just it. That didn't compute. Correct. I don't remember them being on the same
team. It's not a 19 reunion with Bryce Harper.
It is a Washington reunion.
It is. But the Phillies scare me because they have a lot of money. They've shown a willingness over the years with the contracts they gave Bryce and the contracts they gave Trey. Look, if you're Hal and you're Steve, be the highest bidder. That's it. I've heard a lot of reports over the last few days. They mean nothing about this is what the Mets are going to offer. Carlos Baerga's got report. Look, make your freaking offer. Right. John Heyman says no offers have been made. All I know is make sure you leave no doubt if you're Hal Steinbrenner or Steve Cohen.
Right.
And make the highest offer.
Yeah,
that's it.
Social media is really annoying at this stage because only thing you get is what I hear is it's going to be the Mets. What I hear is he's going back to the Yankees. Like, okay, you're hearing one thing, you're hearing another. Like, why are you even talking?
No, what I try to do during these off seasons, this is our second off season working together, is I try to react to the news and not the rumors. Now, the news is far and few between, and you want to understand the difference between news and rumors. Like, saying Juan Soto met with the Mets and met with the Yankees and is meeting with the Dodgers, I think is news. That's what's happening. Mm. What happened in those meetings, we don't know.
It's the Mets to lose.
That's an assumption.
Okay, whatever.
That's an assumption that people are making because the assumption is they're going to be the highest bidder. What I'm simply saying is go be the highest bidder. Stop talking about it. Stop having people report. Just go do it. Now, when do we get to the point of offers? Hopefully it's late this week after Juan does all his stupid meetings that he's going on, all these dates that he's going on. And then it gets down to business. And the business is which owner, that's really what it comes down to, which owner is going to be willing to make this man the offer he can't refuse? Mm-hmm. And if you are Steve Cohen or Hal Steinbrenner, you cannot let Middleton in Philadelphia be that guy. That's embarrassing. You can't let Rogers in Toronto be that guy. You can't let Henry in Boston be that guy. You can't even let Guggenheim in L.A. be that guy. You have to make the highest offer. If not, we as fans have every right to be pissed off. That's my attitude. That's a very healthy attitude that I have going into this free agency.
Are we still sure that Juan Soto is going to take the highest offer? Meaning, if the Dodgers are close, does he go to Los Angeles because of the team, the area?
That's what I fear.
So that's what I think the Dodgers are trying to do with this meeting. That's what I laid out, that they're not going to make the highest offer.
Right.
They're going to hope that the charm of L.A. and the charm of their success will get Juan to accept it.
Right, because he'll be a star in the Tinseltown.
Right.
and we're going to get Sasaki as well.
And that should be their meeting, by the way.
Of course.
They have every right to try that.
Sasaki is cheap relative to this stage.
Yes, he'll be cheap for a while.
He'll be cheap. And so you go, you have Ohtani, now you have Yamamoto and Sasaki, now you get Juan Soto. Like, hey, look at us. We already got Mookie Betts. It becomes almost guaranteed to get to the divisional round of the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
Even without even thinking about it.
Correct. And you sell them on the winning now.
Right.
I think, to your point, you need to be the highest bidder and leave no doubt. I think the Yankees are probably the only team that could succeed in not being the highest bidder and getting him to go back if he feels a sense of unfinished business, if he really enjoyed his time in the Bronx.
I don't think that's an issue.
I don't think that's an issue either.
I don't think
the
unfinished business thing is going to play with him.
I agree. I'm just saying I think they're the only team that could pull that off. I don't think any other team, I don't think Juan is going to go to L.A. for less money. I just don't. I don't think he's coming to the Mets for less money. I don't think he's going to Boston for less money because of the history of Dominican players in Boston. Like, I don't buy that. I think the Yankees would be, if they are, the only team that can get away with that. Mm. But all I ask from my team, I happen to be a Met fan. You, Sean, happen to be a Yankee fan.
I am.
Is I want my owner to be the highest bidder. And so when those reports come out, when they haven't yet, that's where I'm going to have a high expectation. And there's no excuse. And I think what's going to annoy me even more than you guys as Yankee fans is all the hot air. There's been a lot of hot air over the last few days and weeks. They're offering this. They won't be outbid. Right. They're going to outbid everybody by this amount of money. Like, where does
talking
that stuff
Mets,
come
yeah.
from?
Right. It's just it's annoying. That's
it's annoying. And if it's not true and the Mets aren't the highest bidder by a significant margin, I'm not going to take my anger out at Carlos Baerga. I'm going to take my anger at Steve Cohen and say, what the hell happened? Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you feel that way.
No, I do too. However, I really think we could take something from the Aaron Judge negotiations mm-hmm. 2 years ago. How many times did we think the Yankees weren't going to be, quote unquote, the highest bidder? I know the San Diego fake money thing or whatever. We thought he was gone. I think, and this applies to the Yankees and the Mets, we're going to talk about it. We're going to break down what we think. But ultimately, I don't think anybody, Met or Yankee fan, should overpanic to anything they read until we actually know what's going on.
I agree. I haven't had any panic. Like this Dodger report, Tiki was trying to be a little bit of a bleep starter in our text chat.
You're going to
The Dodgers haven't had the Dodgers. The Dodgers.
Yeah. Right. But it's there.
I'm using the same logic I've always used. He's
you
not going to the Dodgers.
It's not happening.
It's not.
There's no chance. It's not even a possibility. So why is he meeting with
It's them? Not happening.
Baseball
I'm telling you, it's not happening.
LA is beautiful.
First of all, it's horrible, LA. It's one of the worst cities in the country.
Unless you live somewhere where $700 million can.
unless you have a helicopter that gets you everywhere.
Beverly Hills.
You're right.
Well, let me ask Sean this, though. Isn't the Aaron Judge situation different? Because obviously he has a loyalty to the Yankees where Soto doesn't. And doesn't Soto being on the Yankees almost hurt the Yankees? Because it's like, ooh, the new sexy teams. I could go do something exciting for more money. Mm-hmm. I've already been on the Yankees for a year. I've already experienced that. I'll go somewhere else. It's like the grass is always greener theory.
What you just said is one of the stupidest things I've ever heard. It didn't make any sense at all.
How so?
And I want to apologize to the audience for having to listen to it. The idea that he played for the Yankees for a year and now he wants something new and that hurts the Yankees?
No, the grass is always greener on the other side. Like, this is kind of boring. I'm going to go do something exciting.
And he got a feel and realizes I want to bat behind or in front of Aaron Judge and have great numbers the rest of my career.
So he's not going to be on a good team. He's not going to be with Bryce Harper, Ohtani, Mark Vientos. He's not going to be with another superstar player where he goes.
I want to respect your opinion as much as possible. I just want to
ask you a question. I didn't give you an opinion.
By the way, before you guys continue, you know what this is? This is a real-life Twitter argument.
Yes.
Like, you are on social media.
No doubt.
And it's two guys or gals on Twitter.
Yeah.
Arguing with each other in the stupidest way possible about Juan Soto. But you're hearing it live on the radio. So with that said, please ignore what Tegan. Just continue.
I just want to know. In what universe you would think playing for a team as well represented as the Yankees and making a World Series now becomes a negative to the Juan Soto pursuit? That's what he's saying, right?
What I'm saying is that if you're Juan Soto, so Aaron Judge, it was either going home or being the captain of the Yankees. The Padres were never going to be involved. The Mets were never going to be involved. When you're Juan Soto and you've already played on, it seems like 50 million teams already, and you're a mercenary, having already been in a situation where you're like, been there, done that, I'm going to move on. I'm doing everything I can to not make it an out. Here, but I'll make it. If somebody offered you a chance to be like, well, you can stay with your family and your kids, or you could go here, be exciting in LA, you might take that.
Look,
it's a chance to be somewhere else, something different, except this is like fantasy world. It's baseball. So being with the Yankees, like, it's old news.
I hate to break it to you. The Yankees are Sidney Thomas, the ring girl from Tyson Paul, and 1 year's not enough.
Still thinking about her. All right. That's why I asked you. But by the way, it got you to react in a certain way that makes me think that I touched a nerve there. That's all.
The only thing you needed to do to really make it like we were on X is hashtag something.
Yes.
And then insult the avatar picture.
Hashtag loser.
Yes.
Nobody's hashtagging.
Turn your hat around.
Right. Is that really you? You're fat.
Whoa, again with the fat.
No, you would say that to him. Like, that's how you argue on social media. You're
I
not
call
aware
him
of that?
Fat?
Yeah,
no.
Sometimes you would. Especially if the picture makes your face look fat.
I don't go for the fat. I go for, like, accessories.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for that real-life social media argument.
Terrible brooch you're wearing.
Yeah. Or, like, anytime somebody goes, like, grandma frames at me, I always bring it up to them.
Jeff is in Manhattan. How we doing today, Jeff?
Good, good. How you guys doing?
What's up?
Guys, listen. I mean, you guys know about sports. When was the last time you heard somebody meeting their own free agent? For a meeting after he was yours. What happened to that that 10-day window you have to negotiate with your own guy before anybody can?
What do you mean? Like, Soto should have met the Yankees during that little exclusive window?
Not only that, Tiki, but I'm saying, like, when was the last time you heard a team that already had the player meeting the player again? I mean, you already know each other. There's supposed to be a relationship there.
Yeah, why is he getting into the room with the Yankees if he's already been, you know, with the Yankees?
What do you think?
Unless there is an offer... But it's an interesting question.
Okay,
you're
but what
Jeff.
Are you implying with the question, Jeff? Like, do you read something out of that? Because that's what I'm trying to figure out from you.
Yeah, I mean, something is not right. I mean, this usually does not happen when you have a player and he's on your team already.
Yeah.
You usually don't go. You don't have to go bait him.
Right, I'm going to give you.
You don't have to go to the meeting because he already knows you.
I'm going
to
give you
because
a comparison
as these were described.
Yeah.
Because who's. Was it Heyman that said there was no...
John Heyman knows everything. He's Scott Boris's friend.
But wasn't he the one that said there were no offers?
Offers, yes. John Heyman has everything on this.
Heyman said there's no offers. So if they're just get-to-know-you meetings, why are the Yankees having a get-to-know-you meeting with the guy who you had on your team for
I'll give you a comparison. And it's not baseball-related because how often has a player of this caliber with this amount of interest hit free agency? Not that often. And a lot of times, like in the case of A-Rod, which is a great example, the Mariners were never going to re-sign him.
Right.
Like, they had already been priced out. Plus, you look at some of the other players that were on that roster. So, A-Rod's not even a good comparison. So, it's LeBron. I mean, that's the answer. When LeBron James made his initial decision, he met with everybody, including the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would say it's very similar. What was Cleveland meeting him about? I'll ask that question. And by the way, no offers were exchanged in those meetings because the offer was a max contract. Everyone was going to make the same offer.
Yeah, but that's different. I think basketball is more about what are you going to do for me?
Well, you don't think that's what
Juan... team construction standpoint.
You don't think that's the conversations Juan and Scott are having with these teams?
About team construction?
How are you building your farm system? How are you spending money?
Why does he care?
That's what's being reported as some of the things he cares about. He wants to know about the future of the team he's signing up for the next 15 years.
Okay.
So, but that's to answer the question, because I think it sounded
like... it's going to be about money.
No offers were exchanged. There was nothing about money in the conversations.
I know, but I'm just saying, going into this whole offseason, this Juan Soto sweepstakes, I thought it was mostly going to be about money.
Can it still be, even if you're having those meetings about those other subjects?
Yeah, of course, but, I mean, I understand what Jeff was getting at. Like, there's... what can happen in these meetings is going to... make him change his mind. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what are you doing? If you're not talking about the contract, what are you talking
right,
about?
Right, but Jeff implied, and I'm trying to calm him down, he's a Yankee fan, and he basically said, this doesn't feel good for the Yankees that they're being forced to meet him after having him for a full year, and I'm trying to calm him down by saying, I don't think it means anything.
We do have breaking Mets news. They have acquired an outfielder.
Oh.
And it is a gold mine for one Mr. Sean Marash. The Mets have traded for Jose Siri. Sean, the floor is yours.
Siri, show me why we're not signing Soto.
Is that it or you got more?
You got to be better than that, man. You got to be better than that.
Oh, his
Siri went off. How many people's Siris went off? We apologize to the audience that your Siris just went off.
I mean, I thought you had like a whole line of jokes to make.
I did.
Siri is a very easy name to have fun with.
Yeah, okay, so I had one. I mean...
That's it?
Oh, for one.
That's all you got?
I mean, are the Mets serious with this offseason?
Better.
I was like, why didn't my phone go off? I forgot.
The entire tri-state area went off.
It's in my ear. So it's not always actually not in the studio.
What'd they give up for Jose Siri? Minor leaguer?
Eric Orsi.
Oh, Eric Orsi, relief pitcher. He came up for 5 seconds, didn't have an ERA, and got a loss.
I remember him. I remember talking about him.
Jose Siri is a fourth outfielder. That's how I would take it. I mean, I would basically take it as he's replacing Harrison Bader. I mean, he's a guy who could play every outfield position, hit a bunch of home runs 2 years ago. He's not an everyday player. I certainly don't view him that way. So I view him as a fourth outfielder. The Mets basically replaced Harrison Bader in a way.
Okay. And how many coughs and sneezes for Hoffman on the emergency Rico about this team?
That's not right.
You're not doing an emergency Rico on Jose Siri.
Yes and no, Tiki. We are going to do a Rico Bronya today, but it was more in response to the officiality of the qualifying offers. But since the Mets acquired Jose Siri in a trade, that will be discussed, yes.
We'll do a breakdown. Hey, Siri?
See, you're screwing people's devices up right now.
Siri, will you listen to the Rico Bronya?
Here's the problem. Now they're not listening to us. So while you had your fun, you just cost us something at 4:22 on a Tuesday, all right? When that one guy isn't listening, I'm going to be pissed off at you.
Siri, play WFAN.
Was that worthy of a glass-breaking acquiring Jose Siri?
Yes.
Okay. I think it was worthy for me because I know who he was. You have no idea who. None of you guys know
first
who he
of
is.
All, yes, the Rays played in the Yankees division.
That's true. You saw him a lot. That's
so
fair.
Get lost with that
And who did he play before that?
Siri?
Yes, you have to know this.
No, of course. He played with the Blue Jays.
No. Mm-hmm. Astros. But okay.
I took a shot. Bottom line is
shot in the dark.
You got a guy who's going to be on the Mets 25-man roster on opening day, and they acquired him. That's glass break.
All right. Thank you very much.
At least his name's not Alexa.
Alexa.
That's what I said.
Alexa, play Siri. Siri, play Alexa. What happens if you do that?
I don't know.
It must confuse them.
We might have Y2K here. Don't do anything. Don't put that in the atmosphere.
All right, let me fix everything. Siri, play WFAN. Alexa, play WFAN. All right, everything's back on track. We'll get back to your calls coming up, 888-808-1019, the toll-free number. The New York Jets have fired Joe Douglas, and we're trying to find the proper replacement. Plus, the Mets and the Yankees are now watching other teams make out and meet Juan Soto. Aaron Rodgers is still walking around, and the Jets suck. They're 3-8. We'll get to your calls in a second. A lot of Juan Soto, a lot of Jets and Joe Douglas, 888-808-1019. I'm facing a very big issue, and I think a lot of us are facing. This is popping up all over my community. I do not know what to do. Signs from people saying, we will put Christmas lights up for you. Signs that they will store said Christmas lights for you. Signs that the installation is easy. And then my neighbor did it. Has these beautiful Christmas lights. I said, how'd you put that together? He's like, I hired somebody. Now, I believe that's a sellout move. I believe that's taking the easy way out. You should put your own damn Christmas lights up. But I have to admit, I'm tempted. For the first time in my life, I am tempted to write the freaking check for whatever it costs. I'm not even sure what it costs.
A lot.
And is it that much?
I looked into it.
So before you give me a number, okay? Average size house, right? I don't live in a mansion. You don't live in a mansion. Average size house.
Yeah.
To me, I'm not going any more over $400 or $500. I think that's a reasonable number.
$400 or $500.
You're working hard. You're giving me the lights for what, a month? Then they're gone. You take the lights back. So to me, because I haven't even gotten to the point of asking for prices, because I don't know if it's the right thing to do. I don't know if I'm like besmirching the whole putting up Christmas lights community by paying someone else to do it.
You are.
So how much does it cost you?
I want to make this very clear. I have a finished basement and a one floor house above that. I don't even have the dormer, as they like to call it. That my price that I got quoted.
Go ahead.
Was $3,500.
Oh, shut up. Shut the front door.
And that was, I got three different quotes.
Up.
They were all around the same amount.
Are you, what?
Yeah.
For a month of lights?
Yes.
Come on. My decision's been made.
Yeah. But don't get me started on the power washing companies. My God. Same people.
Well, Tiki, I have to ask you
can,
a very.
You can do that yourself.
Exactly.
Do what yourself?
Power wash.
Oh, I agree. How about Christmas lights? You put them up yourself?
We don't put up Christmas lights.
Really?
No.
I'm surprised because you got 800 Christmas trees in your house.
Well, that's enough.
Okay.
Tracy does all of them.
So she's never been interested in putting the lights up?
No.
Not okay. Fair enough.
Never.
I am a Christmas light guy. I'm just really bad at it. Like, I'll throw the lights on the bushes. I'll throw the lights on the tree. I tried the solar the last couple of years, and they look like ass. And my wife gets disgusted. Like, all these other houses look so much nicer. What are you doing with these lights?
You got to pay to get it done.
And right.
It's ridiculously expensive.
That's
so
what Joe said.
Worth it.
So, yeah.
Not worth it.
I'm telling you,
it's not worth it.
And you know what else sucks?
Stop talking yourself into it. It's not worth it.
And the lazy way out, it looks awful. These projector lights are terrible.
Oh, I tried that 3 years ago, too.
Oh, it looks awful.
That doesn't look good either. Well, look, I had one dilemma, Teak. The dilemma was, is it cheating the Christmas community to pay someone to put your lights up? Mm. But once Sean revealed to me how expensive it is, I don't even have to worry about that because I'm not paying that money. That's insane. For a month and a half? Because then, and Lugie will appreciate this part, so me and my wife were talking about it, and she's like, well, if we're going to do it, we got to do it now. And I said, excuse me, why are we doing it now? I'm a Thanksgiving
guy.
It's
not even Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
like Christmas lights up?
We put our tree up. We do all the Christmas stuff on Black Friday, sometimes the day of Thanksgiving. That's my rule.
My Christmas trees are all up already.
Not surprised. But my wife says, if we're paying money to put the lights up, we got to maximize it, so we got to do it now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but it's still not Thanksgiving. Like, I feel like that's not when we do it.
And if you're putting them up yourself, you don't want to keep risking weather. Like, this past Saturday, there was a big boom in my neighborhood. All of a sudden, Saturday night, I was like, wow, everybody put up their lights.
Because they were taking advantage of the weather.
Yes.
Yeah.
You never know, man. It could turn like that, and then you're like, oh, you're freezing with the gloves on.
It hasn't rained in months, it feels like.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you're going to get a snowstorm, and now you can't put the lights up.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna
clips are shattering. You're cursing at everybody. That's not the spirit.
I'm sticking with you, Sean. I'm just gonna put my crappy lights up myself.
That's it.
I can't. The $3,500.
Ridiculous. I would do it for half. By the way,
would you come on? All right.
Are you capable? For $1,500?
Are you capable?
Hell no. I'm not artistic at all.
I'm like Evan.
I failed in art, but not everybody is artistic. So it makes it unique that you're bad at it. But don't drop $4,000 because you got to tip the guy too or gal.
You have to tip him after giving them $3,500.
Yes, you have
working
to.
Working on your roof for 3 hours.
Yeah, but I just paid you money.
That's not how things work.
How do you know? You've never paid someone to put lights up.
No,
on your
but
house.
I paid for services and I still give a tip.
Yeah, but this is a different kind of service. The servicing you're paying for is much
Well, relax
different.
Over there, Tiger. Any kind of service and any kind of life, you tip at the
not
end.
Not the Christmas lights. Not for that price.
Sean,
no way.
They're doing
you don't
some
tip your Christmas.
Well, I don't do it because it's too expensive. My point is, I think we could all agree, there gets to a point in time where something is so expensive, you're like, you've gotten enough.
I think in this case, you're 100% right. Like, if I ever invested in someone coming over to put Christmas lights up, and I'm giving them $3,000, they're done.
Hold on a second. I can't ask Sean, I can't ask Evan, but I'll ask Tiki. You're staying at a super nice hotel, you, Tracy, and the kids. Got to tip the people that work there still. It doesn't matter that if the room's $3,000 a night.
That's different.
That's true. You do.
It's not the guy or gal's fault that's coming to your house.
Well, hold on.
Risking their life hanging lights on your mansion.
But you're implying that I don't do that.
You wouldn't tip
the Christmas light people?
Yeah.
Hell freaking no.
Why not?
Because they're charging me $3,500 to put the lights
up. For a reason. It's a pain in the ass.
That price, the tip's included.
I agree. Mm. Now, you brought up a hotel. A hotel's very different because you're tipping various people at said hotel. So whoever makes your room up, you're tipping them. The bellhop, you're tipping them. So don't use that comparison to prove me wrong, because in that case, I am tipping them.
So if you get your haircut in Manhattan and it's $60, you don't tip?
I already explained the way I tip at barbershop. Remember, I got a bad haircut and I gave him double the amount of money?
Why? So you didn't have to go back?
I felt bad. I was like, the guy worked hard. He was annoying as all hell and didn't do a great haircut, but I still gave him a tip. So certain services, you're going to tip no matter what. Putting Christmas lights up when they're charging you $3,500 already?
Right.
That's where I cross the line. Or draw the line. That line has been drawn. Anyhow, let's get back to your calls. A lot of important stuff going on. Joe Douglas doesn't have a job. All right?
And it sounds like listening to Connor. If you missed it, you should go back and listen to it on the rewind.
2:45 on the free Odyssey app.
It's almost like Joe Douglas was kind of relieved that he got fired.
I think he knew the handwriting was on the wall, and he's been powerless for 9 months, and the Jets suck, and he doesn't have to talk to Aaron Rodgers anymore. Seems like a great deal. Let's get back to your calls. Let's go to Kendrick and Suffern. How are you, Kendrick?
Guys, Evan, real quick before I get to the Jets, why I called. For $400, they'll put a wreath on your door, and as for the tipping, in those situations, you offer them some food or a drink, but you don't have to give extra cash.
Yeah, by the way, Jerry Recco, who I love.
Give him a case of beer.
I'll give him a case of beer. Jerry Recco, who started a fake rumor that I have $1 million in the bank. And Jerry, let me tell you about this fake rumor. The other, Kendrick, we'll get to you. I'm at Madison Square Garden the other night. Two guys come up to me. They're very nice. As they're walking away, Jet, my 8-year-old Recco, screams at the top of his lung to these two guys, and guess what? My dad's got $1 million in the bank. And I'm like, Jet, that's not even true. And he's like, Uncle Jerry said so.
Oh, God.
Now, that last part I made up. But Jerry Recco, who's starting
this.
Oh,
how did he hear it then?
He heard it because he was sitting in on the show and we talked about that whole segment.
Got it.
We played the clips of Recco and Dukes and he heard the whole thing.
Got it.
And so my son wants to be funny. He's a class clown, actually, is what I've heard. So that was his attempted humor. But Jerry now texts me and Lugie and says, tell the millionaire 3K is like one of his shows. Do the lights. What planet is he on that I make this kind of money? I ain't making Francesa money, Jerry. And now you got my son screaming at random people at the garden that I got $1 million in the bank, all because of you and Al's fake story. Sad.
Counting your money.
Counting my money.
I was talking to Al offline, and we did a little calculating, yes. And we both agree you're a millionaire.
Yeah, you're both wrong. Anyhow, Kendrick, I apologize for that interlude. Get back to your point.
No, no problem. I mean, the other thing is, if you do want the lights, Evan, and you're not a millionaire, you can get rid of the Jets season tickets and go for the lights.
Good point. Good point.
So, I do want to talk Jets here now and get serious, because it is really depressing to be a Jet fan today. One, Evan, I'm a little upset with you, because Connor Hughes did bring up something, and you didn't chime in. Are you anti-math now? Because he said there's 3% chance. And last week, all I heard was mathematically, we're still alive. So that was one thing. Secondly.
Yes. I'll address that in a second, but go ahead. Yes.
I do want to bring up two things here now, also from that interview. One, he said that Douglas was kind of relieved in January. So that would mean that Hassan Reddick saga was also what he's doing, or someone else, because that was done in March.
Yep.
And so, you know, when these guys are out the door, yeah, no, for sure. When these guys are out the door, it's really easy to kind of point to their record on the field. But there was stuff that was done in the organization that, for me, and you know I'm a big Salah Douglas supporter here, that we need to recognize, if we're going to redo this, which we are, we have to have a different perspective going into this. One, as I was on hold for a little bit there, I looked at Bob Myers, a guy that the Commanders brought in, and he was consulting that organization, which I know the owner had to sell. But he flipped and helped flip that team around with right. the hiring of Quinn and the GM from San Francisco. If I was Woody, I would go to that finalist list, and I would take the kid, or not a kid, a man, Ian Yates Cunningham from the Bears, who was the finalist for that job. And the other finalist was Aaron Glenn. You know, I think the reality is also, we have to give these guys time. Tiki, you said it before while I was listening. The 49ers, the Steelers, some of these organizations have history on their side.
Yeah.
You know, the GM and the coach are hired for 5 years, and you see this with the Giants for you guys, Tiki.
Yep.
It's a 5-year contract because that's how long it takes. But right. for whatever reason, no one gets to see the right. end of it. And this GM and coach, then they hit the panic button. This Rodgers trade, we were trending in the right direction, but because of the record on the field, they hit the panic button and they made a move.
Well, I can tell you, Zach won more games.
Now, he ended up winning more games, but panic button, when they realized the mistake they made at quarterback, which they contributed to by not having the right coaching around them, what should they do? Now, you say panic by pivoting and trading for a veteran quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, but I think we all realized, okay, they messed up at quarterback. What do you do?
Right. By the way, he was talking about Adam Peters, who is the...
Washington. And is off to a great start.
He was out with John Lynch in San Francisco.
Yeah. He's off to an outstanding start. So, there's a lot there. Number one, the Hassan Reddick thing's a great point.
I didn't even think about it that way.
If Joe Douglas was basically powerless for 9-10 months, then who was the voice that made the Hassan Reddick trade? Was that Woody Johnson?
But I can't imagine Woody... How would Woody have done that?
Well, Jerry Jones does it. I mean, wait, how does he do it? Hassan Reddick's available. Go trade for him.
I guess. Maybe it's a relationship with the Eagles?
I don't know, but if Joe Douglas was powerless for the last 9 or 10 months, the question is, who decided to make that trade? Now, they eventually got it right with Hassan in terms of getting him in, but it felt like, Sean said it at the time, it was too late. It wasn't too late, but they never fixed things in the time that he was there. And so now it's too late. And to the math, last week I said something that was true. It's all right in front of the Jets. If they win their games, they'll make the playoffs. That's what I said. If they don't win their games, but they win all but one, they still have a shot to make the playoffs, but they would need things to go their way. Here's what changed. Okay, math's still the same. Mm-hmm. What changed is they lost to the Colts. They couldn't lose to the Indianapolis Colts. They could have lost to the Rams or the Seahawks and finished 9-8, but they couldn't lose to a team that they're battling with that now they no longer have a tiebreaker over. So the math tells you they're dead. If they win every game, right, hypothetically, if the Jets go out and go 6 in a row, they probably have about a 20% chance to make the playoffs. That's not good. That means they not only have to win every game, they need a lot of help. That was not the case a week ago. A week ago, it was all right in front of them, and they blew it. That's what changed.
Right. I'm still looking in this Adam Peters rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who hired him first? We said it earlier.
John Lynch.
Scott Pioli.
Oh, Scott Pioli.
Scott Pioli, all right.
When he was at UCLA.
How about that?
It always comes full circle.
Always does, baby.
It's crazy.
Let's go to Nick in Franklin Square. How are we doing today, Nick? Hello, Nick.
What up, Nick?
Nick going once. Nick is gone. We'll go to Dino in South Plainfield. What's up, Dino?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All's good.
So I have a, I guess I've heard this rumor where, and I think it's an interesting conversation of where he will go, mm-hmm. Soto. So I've heard that the Mets will offer the most money, overall money, most years, but the Yankees are more leaning towards more money per year, less the years, and hoping that Soto will take that, thinking that he's going to get another contract after that.
Well, unless you're talking about 8 years, he's not getting another contract.
The 35. Only, yeah, the only way getting another contract makes sense, and Juan can do this, and teams could be willing to do it,
right,
is to give him a multitude of opt-outs. Right. Now, Bryce Harper, when he signed his 13-year deal with the Phillies, has no opt-outs. It is a straight-up 13-year contract.
Yep.
Juan Soto, on the other hand.
That's why people are frustrated down there, because he hasn't won anything.
Right, right. He hasn't won anything, and I think Bryce already wants a new contract. Yeah. Why the hell you get a new contract? You have no leverage. If Soto puts in opt-outs after year two, year five, year whatever he wants to put it in, then, yeah, he has a chance in 2 years. Let's say he has an opt-out after 2 years to reassess the market mm-hmm. and say, wow, I'm still only 28 years old.
Yeah, but
let me see if I can get even more money.
Right, but that would mean a lesser deal.
Not necessarily.
So you're going to give him a $680 or $700 million deal?
He could ask for that, yeah.
And give him the opt-out?
If that's what he demands,
oh,
and that's
no
what
chance.
It, if that's what it takes to get him, you're telling me the Mets or any other team aggressively trying to get him wouldn't do it?
I would say you're one man. No, sir.
I'll tell you why I disagree with him.
Go ahead.
So where are the opt-outs scaring you? And I'll tell you why I would still be willing. After 2 years, that quickly? Or after 5 years?
Two.
Okay. Here's why I think I would still do it. So I signed Juan Soto to a 15-year, $700 million deal, and he's got an opt-out after 2 years.
Right.
Okay, give me 2 great years. If you opt out after 2 years, let me reevaluate where I am as a franchise. Maybe I'll be good with letting you go. Hmm. Maybe I'll say to myself, wow, I didn't realize how Drew Gilbert is so awesome. Well, I didn't realize how good Ryan Clifford is. Or, oh, I didn't realize this free agent would be this appealing. Like, so much can change in 2 years that we always think about the player's ability to opt out mm-hmm. and make more money. Well, what about my decision as a franchise to say, okay, I'm good. I got 2 amazing years out of you. We even won a World Series. But I feel so good about the setup of my organization that go leave.
Okay, so here's the other scenario.
Go ahead.
You're so good, and you get to the World Series. Say you just fall a little bit short,
mm-hmm.
and he opts out to hold your feet to the, I don't know, the fire.
Then you're in the same spot you are now.
And makes you pay another, I don't know, premium on signing him.
Based on the market, then you may have to. Okay, but at least I've got the ability in 2 years to say, I got a great 2 years out of you. I'm moving on. We always looked at the opt-out as such a negative thing to the organization. I don't necessarily think it is. You now have a chance to reevaluate. CC Sabathia was a wonderful pitcher, was a great Yankee. He had an opt-out.
Yes.
When he executed the opt-out, and I'll never forget having this conversation on the air, I said, the Yankees are in this weird spot because they have every right to say, CC, we love you. You did amazing. You won a World Series. You were fantastic. You want to opt out? Bye. I got the best of you. Now, that's tough to do.
Then they signed him to a new deal.
They did because I think they looked around and said, how do we replace CC Sabathia?
Right.
So they're tough decisions to make.
I was with him that night, by the way.
When he re-signed?
Yeah.
That's funny. But I knew why the Yankees were going to keep him, but I also understood they had the ability to say, we're good. Let's go. Let's move on.
CC was different, though, because he was all in about being a Yankee.
Yeah.
Like, he's the heart and soul of that team in so many ways.
Turned out to be, yes.
And you can't lose players like that, especially if they're really good players,
right?
Like he was. And obviously, he went through some injury stuff, and you know the back end of his career was frustrating from every perspective. But he was still important in that clubhouse. So I don't think Juan Soto's established that yet.
Okay, so let's say it's 4 years. He opts out. He's a big part of the locker room.
That's different.
Yeah, you may be in that spot.
Yeah,
I'm just all I'm saying to you is I'm not as afraid from the team perspective of the opt out. Because I think it also allows you to be able to make pivot decisions.
Right. You're saying it might benefit you to be able to say, we're good.
It'll always
not be that you would ever do that, because Juan Soto at 30 is probably still great.
Right.
But let's just say he's constantly, whatever the issue
is. He won't opt out if that's the case.
Not true. But it's the wrong example. But no, you know what I mean. Like, it's just whatever. Something's wrong.
Right.
You can just... All right, we're good.
I don't think it'll ever be something negative with Juan Soto, because he would never opt out. I think it would be more something positive with your franchise, where you're like, you know what? Mm. We can afford to spend our money elsewhere.
Right.
I'm not afraid of the opt out. Like, if I'm Steve Cohen, if I'm Hal Steinbrenner, same thing, by the way, I would be okay with it. It's not like I'm asking for it, but I'd be okay with it. Victor's in Manhattan. What's up, Victor?
Hey, Ev. What's up, Teak?
All's good, man.
What's up, man?
Guys, so Evan sounded kind of shocked about the whole, you know, the guy that puts up the Christmas lights. I live in the Sands Point, Port Washington area, and we have our guy every year put up the Christmas lights around November 10th. And bro, I pay $4,000, and of course you have to tip them, bro.
Oh,
you have to tip them,
right? I mean, that's like hard labor, right?
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, no, it's like it sounded like he was joking, but I think the producer said, these guys are risking their lives.
Uh-huh.
Bro, they can fall off.
They
can fall off the roof, bro.
You know what's funny, Victor? As this conversation has occurred, I think you're right that I have to tip, or anyone has to tip, but I think it just furthers the decision that it's not worth it. Hmm. That spending that kind of money for lights plus whatever tip is suitable is like, are we serious? That guy said he spent $4,000.
Yeah, and also, be a little more overdramatic. These guys are risking their lives.
Well, you know what? I'm actually with him on that. I think they are.
No, but they're on
the roof, bro. They're on the roof.
Yeah. All right, look, they're on the roof.
I'm going to concede that part of the argument to Tommy.
No, not if you're a professional.
I think you do have to tip. I'm saying that is not worth it.
You could be a professional and fall off a roof.
Yeah.
I'm going to hope you're hyper-focused at $4,000, that you're not tripping and slipping off a roof.
That's not going to do it. It's just accidents happen, man.
Sean, you're being unreasonable. Yeah. I'm coming to Jesus by saying, no pun intended, you know what? You probably deserve that tip with what you're doing. I'm merely saying that is unbelievably overpriced. I wouldn't spend $1,000, let alone $4,000 on that.
You're getting the lights.
For 2 weeks. Not 2 weeks. For 6 weeks.
They're not your lights, right?
You're renting them, and then they're storing them. Yeah. So they're your lights for 6 weeks. You're renting lights. For 6 weeks!
The other thing is...
That's why you just get trees and put them up yourself.
At $4,000, and I don't want to spend anybody else's money, the holiday time's typically expensive on its own without that part of it. Could you imagine flopping down $4,000 for that and then going,
no!
All right, now I got to buy every niece, nephew, and this and that, the other gifts, too?
Sean, I said to you before at the beginning of this conversation, I've never priced this out. I've been thinking about it, but it feels like selling out, having someone else do it. I cut my own grass. Think about it. I think that's a sellout move. Yes, I have a tractor. I cut that bad boy.
Oh, you have a tractor.
And that's not about saving money. That's not about being cheap. That's about loving cutting my grass and thinking that's what you're supposed to do.
I did it for a couple weeks.
Then you quit.
I did, because I only had a push mower.
Well, that's a different story.
I did it. Then I signed this deal. I got the land.
No, and that's fine. But when I was guessing the price, I guessed $500. I said I'd spend $500 on that. Now you're telling me it's grands of money? Yeah.
I think it just speaks to how annoying the process is, that they're charging you that, because they're doing this service for you. They're telling you that it's a $4,000 service because it's annoying.
God.
And everybody's house is different, and maybe they go over there and the people are annoying or whatever. So it's a big time service.
I don't blame them if they can get it. God bless them. Victor's like, I spent $4,000. He didn't bat an eye. I'm just telling you
I just can't believe people get $4,000. I do it, and dare I ask for a hot chocolate when I come outside? And you got to tip with cash. You can't tip like meatballs.
No,
like it's a wedding singer.
Of course.
A case of beer.
Who the hell does that?
Didn't you just say that on the radio a half hour ago? Somebody told you.
No, someone said that.
Yeah. Oh, it was Kendrick. You buy him lunch?
Kendrick said that. Yeah,
lunch don't pay the rent.
Don't put this crap on me.
I wasn't putting it on you. I was putting it on the audience that heard that and thinks, oh, I could tip with beer.
No, you did put it on me because then you texted Jerry Recco and said, yeah, Evan's going to tip with meatballs.
No, I did not. And what you've been ingoing again when you're reading my text messages on the air.
Quote, and he's going to tip the guy in meatballs like it's the wedding singer. You wrote that.
I texted a friend
Jerry.
And a former colleague, well, current
no,
colleague,
so you
but
lied
I used to
him because I never said any of that.
Huh?
I never said any of that.
You did.
That's fine, Sean. I didn't say it, so why are you putting that on
when
me?
When Kendrick said it, though, fostered it.
The guy in Tommy Lugauer who's never bought anything, who goes to every game for free and then wonders why they're not being bought more beer and hot dogs, is bitching about somebody else
The fact that you're being sensitive to it means I hit a nerve. And what the heck does my spending habits have to do with anything? My wife pays for everything. She's a big tipper.
Exactly.
So I'm just saying.
I don't do it. All I know is... spending that amount of money for jet season tickets, much more worth spending that kind of money to have the lights up for 6 weeks. I should put that up as a poll. What's a better value for $3,500? 8 jet home games or your lights for 6 weeks?
Probably your lights.
Boy, I tell you, on a day like today,
you get more enjoyment out of it.
Yeah, the lights are going to win by a lot.
Yes.
On a day like today. Cinco de 5-0 coming up with Sean, plus back to your phone calls.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.